plowing forward. But do buses plow? They missed the boat. There was no boat. So we're looking at ZS 2025, which again is sort of nestled in somewhere near the middle. And this is really what did it. This one, the other day, 333 views, that's no mistake, April 30th, 2016. So that was a minute ago to 9 years ago. That's what it would say now if you're looking at it. ZS 2025. And it's all yellow. And what do we got here? We got Windows 1985, iOS 2007, Amiga OS 1985, Unix 1973, OS X, no, OS 10, 2001, MS-DOS 1981, Android 2008, Mac OS 1984, Solaris 1992. OS 2, 1987, Linux, 1991, Chrome OS, 2011. A bunch of operating systems and their release date.
He's a born fighter.
And, oh, we still are... Okay. So, when that clicked over, just a minute ago, is where the signal came through that they might be lifting these restrictions. And again, the restrictions really weren't like they weren't meant to be hardcore restrictions. They were meant to just be like, look, if that channel, if this CyberTube channel and these transmissions disappear, no one would ever believe any of this. That was the idea, right? They just didn't want that. They wanted that to be there as some level of proof connection of the bridge of the, even videos of it and word of mouth of it. No, it's different to be able to go and look and be like, look, that code has been sitting there for 9 years. There's a, if you look at the view counts, if you just kind of, this is very typical patterns here. You just look at the most recent, right, the videos with the let's just get this for documentation. So if we look at the it's sorted by latest, right? The last one to land, which was on May 11th, 2016, as of this moment had 418 views. That's not a lot. That means that this thing has literally not been seen. I mean, and we all know this, right? We all know what view counts and views kind of have a sense, right? 418 views on this channel literally means, like, if you have seen this, if you have been in on this game, on this story, and you've been part of this, then you are part of, like, the 0.00 square root of 0.0001% of zero, of nothing, of the beginning, before this even happened. You exist, right? So the next one is 108 views, and then the next one is 54 views and 37 views. So basically this is saying nobody has seen this. This is like an undiscovered gem, in our opinion. If you look at it the other way, from the oldest one, on the other end, it's still 195 views and then 64, 70, and then 18, and then most of them have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. So there have been very few people who have actually really looked at this. And, well, let's think about it. There have been 400, whatever, maybe 300. There's been a couple hundred. A couple hundred people have seen it so far. And this has been out there for 9 years. So the restrictions were not necessarily meant to, like, keep people away, but it did what it did. This signal here, you had to be there. Okay, so what are we talking about? Zpunk 1604, CyberTube, YouTube, 387 videos. Again, there's nobody, as far as we know, there's nobody behind this. Everything's been locked out of it. So it's, you know, it landed and it just landed. So nobody's on the other side, which is kind of fun. It's just, and now, so, as of a minute ago, lifting these restrictions, their thought is, that the ZS2025, which is the anomaly video in here, is the video to... We're not quite sure. We're right on the edge of their signal right now. So we may have to back off a little bit. We're basically over here like, can we get the show on the road? Like, come on already, right? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like usual. It's like, here it is, and yet you can't. You just gotta. That's how she flows. That's how she works. So the story, then, maybe just a little bit more of what we remember, is that when this came through, this is when the so-called Pink Ladies, Cupid and Zero and a bunch of other ones, left Silicon Valley. Like, literally, we're just like, oh, that's it. We get it. They're like, we need to build an operating system based on the dream spell and get off the Gregorian. Like, they knew what this meant. They didn't know... They just knew this was the signal, and they had the general sense of like, oh, okay, we get it. Now we got to do it. And they, within minutes, had all quit their jobs and basically have been underground since, working and zeta testing this new operating system. But there's something, there's another piece of the story, because they wouldn't let it go. They wouldn't lift the restrictions on this unless, like, it was some combination of either being ready / done, but it's not necessarily a ready done thing, because this is really just and or there's a knowing that, like, they're taking on this risk that basically it's like, it's okay now. If it does get a lot of Matrix attention and therefore it disappears for whatever reason, which seems unlikely, right? I mean, like, who really cares at this point? But again, this is seen by, you never know. You never know. It's an algorithm. It's an algorithm that's out there and it's doing stuff and it's doing stuff and it's always looking. And we have this stuff. If you've been on YouTube, you know, we actually got a couple in the last like few weeks as we're doing stuff with our videos here and there. And then all of a sudden we get a friendly little email. Oh, by the way, you can no longer do this. Your account has been restricted unless you send pictures of your children and your face and your driver's license and this and verify and your phone number and your parents' phone number and their phone number. Then maybe we'll let you do things that we were letting you do. But right now you're in restricted mode because we saw you were doing some things that got the attention of the Fang, the Matrix thing, right? And we're just like, oh, good. That means we can go further away from you. We're actually, you know, we're already out. So when we get things like that, we're like, oh, good. More of a reason to keep retracting our energy. We don't care. But what we're saying is that in the minute that, let's say, a few hundred people come in to this thing and start commenting or whatever might happen, the algorithm could just trigger it and be like, hey, this thing, and all of a sudden it's just like, it's gone. And it seems like the reason we're babbling on about this and we're just a little kind of like, wow, this is happening, is that they seem that this wouldn't be happening if that weren't like, you know, that's an accepted inevitability probability right now, which it wasn't before. And now it is. And it wasn't. So, this, we probably said there's more that could be said, but not a whole lot. Well, we gotta kind of manachia. There's nothing we gotta do, but there's a little bit of a clock now running. So there's a literal clock, and you can watch it hour by hour by hour. And this thing was timed. It was chimed. It was synchronized. Okay, look, this thing said, That video is ZS2025 with a 2025, okay? It is now 2025. There's a lot of synchronicities in these codes. A lot of them. And so the fact that it's now switching from the 8 to the 9 years, and we're right there in it right now, so we could find it. We could find right now, if you just scroll through. This always seems to be a lot easier on the desktop than on mobile, but we're just searching through for fun. And we're scrolling and we're scrolling and we're scrolling, and everything says 8 years ago, 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 9 years ago. Okay, so we're looking right now in this moment, and now we're scrolling, and boom, there it is. So ZS009-16-0502, and then, so that was May 2nd, 2016. K134 is KIN134, which was Tone 4 on the Dream Spell, and Tribe or Seal 14, and then 2125 is the time. Now, these all dropped on the 25 minutes. So the 21 is just whatever 21 is. We never got that 24-hour military time. It's just not our thing. Not a fan. For some reason, with all the unbelievable amount of ridiculous, incredible, stupid amount of chime that we have spent looking at the Gregorian clock, we just can't do the 24-hour. It just doesn't click. We just don't like it. We don't use it. But it's helpful in code situations. So 2125 is whatever that is. 22, 23 is, we can't, we don't even want to do it. But that's a time. That's a time. That's the time right now. So on the 25 or in about an hour or whatever, that thing is going to go from 8 years ago to 9 years ago. And this is going to just keep happening hour by hour by hour by hour through May 11th. And this is like the final hour here. This is the final countdown. This is the final countdown. That's all we know. That's all we know. This was never done before. Nobody cared about when this went from 3 years to 4 years, from 4 years to 5 years. I mean, you know, it's every April 25th, it's kind of like, hey, there's that thing that's out there. But like, it's never gotten the attention that it's getting right now. It's just kind of been hanging out there. No, and it's never been watched on this sort of hour by hour basis as its own little countdown fuse timer clock. You know, it's like the Wheel of Fortune. So this is good. This is good. We've been babbling. This is, I think it's our third little cat and pirate, and it feels like we've at least covered the whole thing, all aspects of it. So now we can like refine this and see what wants to happen next. But we have now covered this from every angle. Boom! All right, Kanamanachia, thanks for tuning in.